and you're listening to Finn's Forecast. This afternoon is cloudy with sunny breaks, a strong wind from the northwest, a high of -2 in the afternoon, but with the wind chill that is -9. During the evening and night, the wind velocity drops to just light. At night, a low of -11, which equals -18 with the wind chill. Friday starts off with a mix of sun and clouds, but will be cloudy afternoon. Catch me again tomorrow on Finn's Friday Forecast. Back to Zoe and John.
See ya!
Recording in progress.
Can you explain the weather to me, Zoe? I mean, Finn just gave us a forecast, but can you explain why when I walked out the door this morning with the dog, it was -20 with the wind chill?
Yeah, and I had to go to the passport office this morning, and people that showed up, like, I know that the doors only open at 8:30, and everyone's just got to get into a line and do the thing and whatever, but some people were starting to, like, freak out in the lineup, being like, I can't stand outside for 30 minutes in this. I should have come last week when it was nice.
You should have come in February when it was nice.
Exactly, yeah. So, of course, when the doors open, everyone gets funneled inside. No one's waiting outside the door, so... Yeah. I think some people were very happy about that.
We just went through that with my passport, too. The way they move the lineups around, it doesn't make any sense to anybody but government employees. It's the weirdest process.
I feel like that's like a lot of things with the government process.
Fair enough.
You know, only government employees get it and us average Joes don't. But huge shout out to the passport office on Meadowlands and Prince of Wales in the plaza there. They did a wonderful job. So I love the, if you haven't been recently, I mean, if you only have to go every 10 years like me, but it's been completely redone. It's very nice inside, very like clean, bright. Everyone's very helpful. So yeah, big shout out to them. Not a big shout out to the Shoppers Drug Mart that got my photos rejected and I had to then leave the line, go get photos redone, and then go back again. So thanks a lot to that Shoppers Drug Mart. I'm going to be coming back later this evening to return those.
A Loblaws company. And if you listened yesterday, we all know how big a fan Zoe is not.
Yeah. So I'm not happy. I'm not happy about it. I knew the minute he gave them to me, I was like, these are going to get rejected for sure.
The term she used before we jumped on the show today was furious as F, which needs to be a t-shirt, by the way. We got to make that happen. Hey, coming up next, want to introduce you to Janet Hart. If you don't know her already, she's probably the biggest celebrity in Ottawa right now, having just completed a 40,000 plus piece jigsaw puzzle. She's going to be our guest in moments here on Yow, your Ottawa webcast. Our guest right now is probably the biggest celebrity in the city. If you do not know the name, you certainly have seen the story, I would think. Janet Hart is our guest. Janet, welcome to Yow, your Ottawa webcast. You are in Orleans, yes?
Yes, Orleans.
You are newsworthy because, I guess, back in December 2022, if I have the story correct, your kids bought you a jigsaw puzzle. Is this for Christmas?
Yes.
Okay. I give my dad like a 1,000-piece jigsaw puzzle, and it takes him forever. They gave you a 40,000-piece jigsaw puzzle.
Actually, it's 40,320.
Oh, my bad.
Thank you for correcting him. But I mean, clearly your kids were just like, let's give her something to keep her busy for a while. Yeah.
They know I love jigsaw puzzles. They know I love Disney. So they thought this was a perfect fit.
What was the most number of pieces in a jigsaw puzzle you had worked with previous to that?
3,000.
Whoa!
A bit of a jump, but you did it. So that's amazing.
I have a question from one of our listeners. Debbie wants to know, where do you even buy a puzzle with 40,000 pieces?
I've seen it in a store in Mont-Tremblant about 5 years ago. I saw it and okay. It was available and you can buy it online. I think my kids bought it online.
Amazing. So just to give people an idea of how big this thing is, you had to build it on the floor. It's an entire room of your house devoted to this project. Yes.
Yeah, 22 feet by 6 feet. So the only place I could put it all together was down in my basement on the floor. Yes.
Now, I read, I think it was in the Orleans newspaper, that the plan ultimately is you're not going to take this apart and chuck it back in the box and take it to a garage sale or something. You're going to somehow get this from the floor to the wall. I'm assuming you built it on plywood or something.
So right now it's just, it's not a fix, but it's on plywood. And that's where it sits on there, but it's not glued together. It's not attached to anything. It's just sitting on this wood. So in the instructions of the puzzle, it said you need to buy 10 cans of this glue if you want to keep it intact, like if you want to put it together. So I am going to buy those 10 cans and I'm going to glue it all and then probably glue it to a piece of plywood. And then put it up on the wall. And my husband wants to do a ribbon lighting at the top so that it shines down. Yeah. But the problem is I don't have a wall that's 22 feet. I have.
Oh, the problem with those Orleans homes, right?
So I do have a bedroom that's 12 feet by 10 feet. So I can cut my puzzle into two and do six movies on one wall and then turn the corner and do four more.
I don't blame you for wanting to hang this. It's absolutely gorgeous. But, I mean, it's sounding to me, Janet, like this is going to be a bigger job than actually putting this 40,000-plus piece puzzle together.
Well, I hope it doesn't take me a year like it did the puzzle. But my husband is a handyman. That's what he likes to do. And this is his plan.
Oh, so. I see. So your part of the job is done. Now you're handing it off.
Yeah, he didn't help me and put one piece in at all.
Really?
I'm sure he's probably
carrying the stuff downstairs, but other than like, because I built it in by movie, so it was 10 classic movies, so every movie was 4,000 pieces.
Oh my!
So I did that on my dining room table, completed it, put a top on, clamped it, and carried it, and stacked them all until I got all 10 of them done, and then I on the floor I was able to put them all together. So he helped me carry.
Yeah, he must be thrilled that it's done.
And got your table back. Yeah,
yeah, exactly.
Talk. Now I take over his gym in the basement, and he's not happy about that. So he'll be motivated to move that puzzle up onto a wall.
What a make work project. And the best part of the story that I read, you got this whole thing done and discovered that you were missing one piece. How in the hell do you get in? First off, you got to get in touch with the company, obviously. But with that many pieces, how are you able to communicate to them, this is the piece I'm missing?
Yeah. So I went on their website and they had two options. They said, if your puzzle is less than 4,000 pieces, we'll just send you a credit and send you another send the same puzzle.
No.
More than 4,000. We'll send you the actual piece if you give us the coordinates and send us a picture of the hole. So what I did was I took a picture, I circled it, and then I counted like 14 over, 25 down,
said.
And then each movie became in a different bag. So I had a product number, I guess, on each bag. So the puzzle that I was missing, I took that number off the bag and then gave them the pictures. And it came within 2 weeks from Germany. The puzzle piece came in an envelope and it was just that one piece. It was so amazing.
We were just talking about passports before you joined us on the show, and it sounds to me like you got that puzzle piece from Germany faster than we can get our passports from Meadowlands Drive.
Honestly, it's like almost faster than like IKEA service.
Yeah, right.
You know, if you're missing a part. But I wonder, I don't want to blame this company, but do they do it on purpose? Like, how are you just, it seems like the services that they have set up, this happens a little bit too often.
Before for Ravensburger, and they do, it does happen occasionally. And my friends do, they find that they're ending one, but our puzzles are usually just 1,000. But I also, on another one of the pieces, I also got two extra edge pieces for the next puzzle over. And it's like, okay, but see, you know, when they do, I watched the video on how they make these puzzles because they're so amazing, is they just make 100 to 1,000 or whatever of the same print for one 4,000 piece puzzle. And then they just make, and I think when they depress and they press, and I think when they unpress it, maybe they get the puzzle piece gets stuck. And so they just, it goes into a bag. And so
it falls off the line
into the next bag or the bag before, or
the old hanging Chad, right? If you remember that from elections years ago. Janet, congratulations. That is quite the feat. Janet Hart is in Orleans. How many pieces? 40,000 and what?
320.
You're incredible. We'll get a photo of that posted, of course, on yowshow.ca. Congratulations, Janet. Thank you for joining us on the podcast.
Thank you for coming.
For the record, Zoe Thorne, I love you. You know I love you. You're one of my absolute best friends. This show means the world to me. But, I'm going to stop. I'm going to change gears because I'm putting you on the naughty step for a few minutes here because ever since you came on, was it Monday, with this bag of Hershey eggs?
Oh, no, I'm in trouble for my eggies addiction.
A newspaper flyer was sitting on the coffee table in our living room yesterday and a picture of mini eggs. And I just sat there going, okay, it started with Zoe. And now everywhere I look, it's mini Easter eggs. And I'm trying to behave myself, damn it. And I'm not having any luck.
Yeah, but mine are different because it's the eggies, which are like the Hershey's version of the Cadbury mini eggs, mm-hmm. with the Whopper inside.
Oh, so I know.
It's same. Why do you know? Did you get some?
No, because, well, not yet.
I'm trying to grow this cult, if anyone hasn't noticed.
I'm trying to be disciplined. You're not listening to me. So this flyer appeared the other day, and now guess what popped up mysteriously in the algorithms of my social media?
Yeah, mysteriously.
Stories about mini Easter eggs. Well, as it turns out, there are several brands, and Chatelaine Magazine is even out with their list of their favorite mini Easter eggs. Okay. Let's see where your Hershey eggs rank, because they do. They're in the top five.
I know they would be, because it's Hershey. They have the best chocolate.
I can't wait for them to be back in Smiths Falls. Oh, my gosh.
Please hire me.
Spokesperson Zoe Thorne. You know what? Hey, Hershey, we'd love to broadcast live from your grand opening. Please.
Yes, please.
Oh, my God. How great would that be?
If I had a bowl of Eggies, Whoppers, Easter candies, I would do it for free. Other than that.
Here are Canada's favorite mini Easter eggs, just in case you have a craving. You're not going to like this one, Zoe, because it requires you to go to Loblaws. President's Choice Milk Chocolate Eggs, $17 for 943 grams.
I knew that they were going to have those on the list. I had a feeling. I've seen them everywhere, and I'm like, no.
All right, if that's not your thing, Canadian Tire is your next stop, believe it or not. Canadian Tire has their own brand called Frank Milk Chocolate Mini Eggs, $17, and you get even more, 950 grams.
Okay, but like, what does it say after Frank? Because they always do a fun little saying, like if it's like wipes or something, it'll be like Frank gets it clean, or okay, Frank makes it shine.
Just to be clear, these are mini eggs. There's no wiping. Okay, just
no, I know, but the Frank's brand is iconic to me because it always has a funny little saying just to say what Frank's doing. So they're called Frank's, and then underneath it says cracks you up.
Ha, because they're eggs.
Yes. Right. No, it's just what's funny about the Frank's brand is there's always this funny little saying after Frank.
And everything they do, they have a different little saying?
Yeah.
That's awesome.
If it's the chips, like, so say it's all dressed Frank chips, it'll be like Frank's all dressed up.
I may have to get to Canadian. I'm looking for all the wrong things at Canadian Tire. Silly me, not looking for food at Canadian Tire.
Great.
Lindt mini eggs. I didn't know this was a thing. So if you're trying to be disciplined, maybe this is the route you want to go. $5 for 125 grams. And isn't there like a Lindt outlet like Saint Laurent and I want to say Smythe or Industrial right around there?
I thought there was, I thought there was some in the mall, but maybe I'm thinking of like Purdy's.
I think you're thinking of Purdy's.
Oh.
Yeah, which is also good, but they didn't make the list. Cadbury mini eggs. That's kind of where this all started. So $19 for 943 grams. So that's the same as the first couple we mentioned, just a couple dollars more. The Great Value milk chocolate mini eggs. That's a Walmart thing.
Yep.
$17 for 900 grams. But the number one favorite mini Easter egg in Canada, this according to Chatelaine Magazine, guess what?
Say it.
Your
Say
Hershey it. Eggies. $16 will get you 900 grams.
Move over, Frank. Hershey's in town.
This is your Empowerment Coach Susie with today's Empowerment Moment. One step forward, two steps back. It's the reality for all of us, but don't forget that every setback is setting you up for an even better comeback. In fact, life's toughest moments are simply the lead up to your greatest victories, waiting just around the corner. So switch your negative thinking, because you're not a victim when you see each challenge as a stepping stone, putting you closer and closer and closer to your goals. Find more daily tips online. Look for Power Coach Susie on all social media platforms.
You know her from her Cross Canada radio show a few years ago. A few, just a few, one or two. Sex with Suze Sumagarvi. You can hear her now on a weekly podcast with a co-host who sounds a lot like me. It's called Turned On with Sue and John. But in case you don't know, Sue is Ottawa-based and does all kinds of really cool events for singles and other interesting
people who are looking for more than one, you know, ongoing partner. But yeah, it's the thing about being a sex and relationship therapist. You just want everybody to love everybody. It's my mission in life.
Mm-hmm. And you've got a cool singles event happening tomorrow. So if you're listening to the podcast on the weekend, this is, you missed it. So Friday, we are talking March 22nd.
What I do, though, that's different, and this is the sellouts at the Conspiracy Theory in Bell's Corners. I love breweries for events because they're warm. It gets the guys out, especially over 40, because sometimes the guys don't come out. But, you know, everybody knows their name. You do the cheers thing. They give them beer. But we also do icebreakers at every one of our events. I used to hate going to events and only meeting the people you were sitting beside. So what I always do is move people around. We were at the Sugar Bush last weekend and I had everybody with balloons. We did this big balloon stomp and people who are like never been there, like, what? You have to protect your balloon while stomping on somebody else's in the Sugar Bush covered in maple syrup. It was chaos. But tomorrow will be a little less chaos, but equally as much fun.
Yeah, a little bit less of a sticky situation and more of a drinky situation.
Well, which could lead to a sticky situation. We don't know.
We don't know. Not judging. It's up to you.
A little, you know, après, you know, groping in corners. I don't think so. I think it's going to be dancing with our hands in the air.
Well, gosh, I hope so.
And is epic. We have 40 spaces saved for just us. So if you're thinking, then come early. I'll give you a job. I always love when people come in early and then I have them put name tags. I've got, like, I ordered, 700 hello my name is in different color stickers, so you can put them on men's chest or women's chest and just, you know, do this, or on their arm if they prefer. And it's a good fun thing to do when you come to an event. You get to actually, you know, help out, and then you don't feel like you're standing in the corner.
We've talked about it on our podcast, and there's a movement right now where people are really moving away from apps and that kind of dating, and they're looking for something that is a lot more organic. And I always say to people, and I know you're big on this as well, go and do the things that you love to do inherently, and you will find like-minded people doing those same things. That's the best opportunity to meet people. So if you love live music, you love breweries, you love a good Friday night out with some fun people, this sounds like a great way to meet folks. Now, is this pretty much 50-50 on the dating scene these days, or are we seeing more of one than the other?
I think over 40, like what happens, according to the regional health department, when they did the surveys about Ottawa Carleton, under 40, there are more men than women. At 40, it equalizes, and over 40, there are more women than men. Go figure. You start to get over 50 or 55, and you've got 129 women for every 100 men.
Yeah.
So if you're a guy and want to be in the buyer's market, come on out. And it's beer and it's fun. And there's lots of things to do that you do not have to be at home. And I know it's hard to get out and to not know anybody. But you do it once. We're really kind. We screen for kindness and it's just fun. And we have lots going on. I teach a boot camp on Thursdays and to help people learn the etiquette post-pandemic about dating, because nobody's pulled you aside and explained it to you. Go to over40connect.com, which is my local vetted, you know, verified group. And it's only for Ottawa. If, you know, it's only, and you have to be within 3 hours of Ottawa to do that. Otherwise, I have, you know, it's about figuring that out. You can also go to sexwithsue.com, send me a note going, Sue, I have a problem, or my friend has a problem, or how do I do this? And I will put you into the right bucket and include you.
Sue Mugarvi, you can catch her on a podcast with yours truly called Turned On with Sue and John. And you can catch her tomorrow over 40connect.com.
We
We got your news nuggets, the nuggets of news, morsels of information ready for you.
All right, today's news nuggets. St. Patrick's Day celebrations in Kingston, where, you know, Queen students are notoriously a little naughty. Well, they were. It resulted in more than $25,000 in fines being handed out. Keep in mind, of course, Kingston is inviting 500,000 people in for the eclipse. So, you know, there's more fines coming.
There definitely will be a couple moonings that day.
No, you didn't. Was not expecting that. Nobody makes me laugh like Zoe Thorne. Hey, the city of Ottawa ended the year with a budget surplus.
What? Lies.
I know. Now, what do they do with that? I would roll that maybe back into OC Transpo, which, of course, is bleeding money. Speaking of, OC Transpo has withheld $15 million in payments. This is to whoever's building the LRT, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera. They've withheld $15 million in payments due to LRT disruptions for 2023. Doesn't that make you feel better, Ryder?
It does, right? Yeah, because, I mean, they're trying to hold them accountable for what's been going on. It's not like all the news we've been hearing about the ArriveCan app, and it's like, we paid millions for nothing to
two
work?
Guys in their basement.
Yeah. Long story short.
Right. This is why we keep nuggets. We don't have to opine. We just give you the information and let you do with it what you will. Hey, yes. Some good news. Senators Captain Brady Tkachuk and his wife Emma expecting their first baby. Good job.
Oh, yay. Congratulations.
Yeah. Sad news. Former Ottawa 67 player and NHL star Chris Simon passed away yesterday. News coming today, an apparent suicide.
My heart goes out to friends and family of him. That's really sad.
If you're struggling, and a lot of people are, this is an opportunity for me to remind you, it is so simple to get someone on the other end of your phone now just to talk to. It's free to call from anywhere in Canada, 988. You can text that number as well. You'll be instantly connected with a counselor. 988, please. The Conservation Authority, warning of potential flooding along the lower Ottawa River. If you're not familiar with what is the lower Ottawa River, that would be the stretch from Arnprior to Hawkesbury. The water safety statement in effect from now through April 8th at 5 p.m. Today is also the deadline. If you own property in the city of Ottawa, you must go to the city's website and you must declare the status of that property. It is occupied by the owner. It is occupied by a renter. It is not occupied at all. Failure to do so will result in a fine. And back to the Sens for our final news nugget of the day. Today is their Pride Bowl game. Have you seen the photos of Canadian Tire Centre?
No, I haven't yet.
So they have taken different colored shirts, all colors from the rainbow, and put them, different sections have different colors. It's absolutely stunning.
We love love. Kudos to all the people who probably put in quite a few hours putting all those shirts onto chairs to make it look so gorgeous.
Yep, and it absolutely does. Have a good time tonight at the Sens Pride Bowl game. Those are your news nuggets for this Thursday, March 21st. Earlier on the podcast, we talked about chocolate mini eggs, and Zoe was raving about all the Frank brands.
Mm-hmm.
We'll put the outtakes actually as our video today. All the other, I didn't realize this about Frank brands at Canadian Tire, that they all have their own little Frank says, Frank does slogans. I really need to pay more attention to Canadian Tire. But now that Zoe's opened up the Canadian Tire app for show research purposes, you're being inundated with all things Canadian
Yes,
Tire.
It keeps vibrating and I get excited that maybe for once in my life I'm popular, and it's just, nope, it's Canadian Tire trying to convince me to spend more money, even though I spent quite a bit of money on buying my Hershey's Whoppers from them. So they've got...
Oh, that's where you get them.
That's the only place I can find them other than the Rexall by my house. And it's like they're similar priced at both places. So it was easier for me to go to the Canadian Tire that one day.
I should have asked you this when we were talking about Canadian Tire initially, but since we're back on the topic, have you been to the Canadian Tire they built at Carlingwood?
Oh, the mecca of Canadian
Tires? The biggest one in Canada? Yeah.
It's gorgeous. I went at Halloween time and I almost fainted. It was so beautiful seeing so many Halloween decorations. I was like, oh my God,
I need to go. I have not been yet.
Oh, it's lovely. Unless you're trying to take a giant Christmas moose from the second level to the first level without any cart, then it's a little bit tricky. But then I figured out that it slid across the floor really nicely. So then I just pushed it and then started to pile stuff on top because, of course, the Frank's brand caught my eye on a couple of things. And
of course,
I started just piling stuff on the box.
Of course, you have a Christmas moose that requires being dragged across a Canadian Tire floor.
It was a big box. It was awkward.
I got to get to that Canadian Tire. I really, really do. Fun show today. Yeah. Thank you to Suma Garvey for joining us. And thank you, Janet Hart, as well. Good luck getting the 40,000 plus piece puzzle mounted on the wall, maybe walls in the house.
Maybe it slides across the floor like my moose at Canadian Tire.
We're online. Yow, that's your Ottawa webcast, yowshow.ca.
And if you like what you heard, spread the word. And as always, ta-ta for now.
Goodbye.
Goodbye.
Bye.
Goodbye.
Okay, I'll talk to you later. See you later. Bye.
Goodbye.
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 Bye.
Goodbye.
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 Bye.